Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So let me give you a quick timeline. A week ago, right here on this radio show, the great Tiki Barber offered some friendly advice to Pete Alonso. Said, Pete, here's the deal, bro. You leave, it's going to be different for you. Mm-hmm. Being a lifelong New York sports icon adds to everything. Your post-career, your current career. Within 24 hours of that nice message from Tiki, reports surfaced that Alonso and Boris had come back to the Mets and said, hey, let's talk short-term. You broke us off the long-term deal. We're going to give in. Let's talk 3-year contract.
Exclusive to the Mets.
Exclusive to the New York Mets. Here we are a week later, and nothing has changed. So it leads now to kind of put the ball in the court of the New York Mets and start to wonder aloud about what is going on. Now, I've got 3 possibilities that I will lay out, and then you, Tiki, as the wise, calmer, experienced gentleman, can tell me which one is true, or maybe I've missed the boat and none of it are true. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Number one, they don't want Pete Alonso. They literally are pulling a Jacob DeGrom, where in DeGrom's case it was easy. We'll make him an offer that if he says yes, great, but we're good if he leaves. But luckily, Texas bailed him out by making that monster 5-year offer where the Mets were able to say, and to their fans, most of their fans, not necessarily me or Lugie, but most of their fans, hey, did what we could, sorry about that, see you later. So they do not want Pete Alonso. Number two, they want to humble Scott Boras. They just got, not destroyed by Scott, because the Mets got what they wanted by Soto, but they just had to bend down on their hands and knees and pray to the Boras altar in constant negotiation. What would you like, Scott? What do you want, Scott? And obviously, no one's against the Mets for that. I love that the Mets did that. They got the best player in free agency in Juan Soto. So this could be the, all right, you got what you wanted in this, and now you've been a bad boy, Scott. We're going to spank you. The third option is David Stearns is in his office. I've been in that office. Very nice office. And he's got a figure on his blackboard. And that figure is what he believes in his baseball mind Pete Alonso is worth. And what he is telling Steve Cohen and what he is telling everyone in the organization is, I would love to have Pete back for that number. And not a penny over. And there's no market for him, so I am going to suck the blood dry of Scott Boras and Pete Alonso until they get to that number. And let's just say that number is a 1-year contract, not 3 years, a 1-year contract at about $25.5 million. a little bit higher than the qualifying offer. Those are the three possibilities. They don't want him. They want to beat the crap out of Scott Boras. Or there is a figure in David Stearns' mind, and he is willing to wait this bad boy out, no matter how embarrassing it is for Pete, until they come off of what they want and accept what David wants.
So I don't think it's the last one. The we only want you for a one-year deal and in whatever the number is, because that would be disrespectful to Pete Alonso.
Aren't we already there?
No.
No?
Because Pete chose to fire his existing agent.
You are right.
Hire Scott Boras, which just tells you where they're going. You know what this is going to be like. So all of this, Pete put on himself.
Yeah, he could have accepted the offer that Billy Epler and Steve Cohen offered 2 years ago.
Which would have been a deal given where he is right now.
Yes.
But so it's not the last one, because as much as they are like, all right, Pete, you made your bed, you get to sleep in it, I think it would be disrespectful to say for a lifelong a drafted and bred and raised star, we're only going to give you a one-year deal. So I don't think it's the last one. I think the second one, which is humbling Scott Boras, or at least trying to, is just a fool's errand. Because it's not going to happen.
Right. And he also represents so many other people that eventually you're going to have to beg for him again.
Right. What's the point? Eventually he's going to come back and like, you remember you tried to screw with me with Pete Alonso back then? Guess what? XYZ next star is not even talking to you. So I don't think it's that. So it just leaves you, and this was my thought after this weekend, I think the Mets might not actually want Pete Alonso.
Mm.
And it's different than Jacob deGrom. You're right. Because I remember that in real time, because BT and I talked about it. It was a masterclass on how to get rid of a star without feeling the ire of your fan
base. Yeah, they felt no ire except from me and five other people.
Right. It was kind of like, okay, Jacob didn't want to be here. He took more money to go elsewhere. Oh, boo, that sucks. Have fun over there.
Right.
Right. Good luck, Jacob.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They save face. And so I think they're trying to do that. But the problem is there's no other suitor.
There's no other suitor to give in to what Pete and Scott want.
Yes.
To have the Mets say, see, we try.
Right. Now, maybe that changes. And so they're likely just biding time until Scott Boras and Pete Alonso have to necessarily say, okay, we're going to negotiate this 3-year short term, as you like to call it, pillow deal with other teams.
Because
right now it's just the Mets.
Right.
So as soon as that goes out to other teams, then we'll know what's really happening. But I can't help but think about this being a Mets, we're going to get rid of you, but do it gracefully.
I don't believe the Mets want to just get rid of Pete Alonso. I really think, in my opinion on this,
Why hasn't the deal been done then?
Because
it's exclusive. There's no other negotiation.
I will tell you my theory, and then I'll tell you my reaction to this when it all goes bad or if it all goes bad. Mm-hmm. I think David Stearns wants him, and he's wanted him from the beginning on his terms, which is a short-term contract.
Right, but they're giving him the option to do that. Isn't a three-year deal a short-term contract?
It is, but if you're offering opt-outs after year one and year two, you're putting the ball in the player's court to decide if it's a three-year contract.
Right.
And I think in David Stearns' minds,
he wants a three-year.
No. He wants a one-year contract.
Yeah.
Because I think he looks at not just Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's talked about incessantly, and I know you're going to kill me for saying this, and you're going to say he's going to the Dodgers. He's looking at Munetaka Murakami as well and saying, hey, I'd rather get in bed long-term with those two guys than I would Pete Alonso, who's in his 30s and already declining. So I think the Mets do want him back, but I think they want him back on their terms, and their terms maybe even less than we thought.
Yeah.
Years-wise, not even money. Like, I don't know if they want a three-year contract with Pete Alonso. I think it may be we want a one-year contract. So I want to make this clear to my fellow Met fans, because I'm already starting to digest it.
Yeah,
Pete may be back this year. He is not going to be a lifelong Met. Like, this idea of, you know, he's going to be here for his entire career, and his number's going to be, that's out the window. Because even if they get him back, they're going to get him back on their terms. And the next year, whether it's Guerrero or it's Murakami or maybe it's someone else we're not even thinking of, they're going to dispose of him.
Right.
Because David Stearns is stone cold killerish. He doesn't give a rat's patoot about the emotions of me or Tommy or any other Met fan. It is business. And his business is, because he could say this to me and I'd have a tough time arguing.
Right.
He'd say, his OPS has gone down three straight years.
Uh-huh.
Look at his body. You think it's going to just turn around?
Yep, he hit 217 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so I think this is a stone-cold brutality that while the Mets would like him back on a one-year deal, because in the short term of 2025, their best chances of winning is Pete Alonso coming back.
Yeah.
There's no other move that they can make, in my opinion, realistically, that would give the Mets a better chance to win in 25 than just bringing back Pete. But David Stearns is looking at this big.
Well, I mean, the only other move is the existing talent that's there. So Vientos plays first, and Brett Beatty is their third baseman.
But that does not give you as good of a chance at winning as bringing Pete back.
Of course it doesn't, because, I don't know. Maybe, but the problem is we don't know what the upside is of Brett Beatty. We don't know what his ceiling is.
No, but my counter to that is in my plan, and I've been very open about this, Brett Beatty's going to get a chance to play even with Pete coming back. Hmm. I'd let him DH. I'd let him have an opportunity to play some second base, which he did in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So this idea that, if they bring Pete back, Beatty won't get a chance to play, utter nonsense. He'll get a chance to play. He can still be great. Bringing Pete back gives the Mets their best chance of winning in 2025. But Stearns doesn't want to do it at the cost of the guys he's eyeing in 2026. Right. That's what's going on to me. And so my warning to David Stearns and the Mets, and is this really a warning? Because I'm just a schmucky customer who's going to buy all the tickets anyway. I'm not threatening you. I'm giving you my opinion, which is this. I will be very upset if you don't bring Pete Alonso back on a shortish term contract. Like, if he ends up signing a three-year pillow deal with the San Francisco Giants, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
Because I'd say, wait a second. I understand your ambitions for Vlad and ambitions for maybe Murakami, but come on. You couldn't have agreed to a three-year deal. And even if you wanted to go after Vlad or Murakami next year, you can make that work over the course of the 2 years that Pete is here. I understand that's a lot of money, but it would be very difficult for me as a fan, I'm admitting this, to be okay with losing him on a short-term deal. Now, I am willing as a fan to not scream and yell yet. This is not screaming and yelling. This is just I'm passionately giving you my opinion that I'm going to let David cook. I'm going to let David do his work. But if you end up losing him on a short-term contract, I will be upset.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.